Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Why? We're going to talk about struggle? Struggle meals?
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday. Everything's awful. Okay. Might as well.
Why was this being talked about the other day? Was it just in here or did we talk about it on the air?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
No, it was just in the room. You were talking about when you were back in the band and you were traveling around.
Oh, the ketchup packs. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. Tell people what you were doing with them, because it's not what I've ever heard of.
You've never been so poor. Like, when you think struggle meal, I want us all to say the same word at the same time. Ready? There's one struggle meal that everyone's going to say at the same time.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ramen.
Oh.
What did Aaron say?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon sugar toast.
Oh my gosh.
The rest of us said ramen, right?
That was thriving.
That's what I mean. So everyone thinks it's a struggle meal, but I'll have that every day.
There are four ingredients to that.
Bread, butter, cinnamon, sugar.
You have to have four different things.
Do they make gluten-free ramen? No.
Oh, see, that's why.
But gluten-free bread's not a struggle thing. Like, to be able to afford, because that's expensive, right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, get back to your ramen.
But like, that is the struggle. Oh my God. Can we have a tangent about ramen?
Sure. Delicious.
I do kind of love ramen.
Yeah, with a little boiled egg in there.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just like put an egg in the middle of your ramen and then
you hard boil it first, or you put it in raw?
Raw. And then it what's that word? Poaches.
In the thing.
Mm. You're welcome.
I'm down for that struggle. I'm about to try it.
Interesting.
Yeah. My eggs are a delicacy now.
right.
They are.
So Aaron's just going to be butt hurt the rest of the time because she said the wrong word when everyone else said ramen. Quick side note, my daughter decides she wanted to get into the struggle meal of ramen. So I bought her a 5-pack of ramen. She'd never really had it because we just don't eat it.
Oh, because you're not struggling?
No, because I'm just not a fan of ramen or soup in general kind of thing. So on the 5th pack of ramen of 5, I watched her preparing it. She did not do it in a pot. She did it in the microwave.
Oh.
Not what you're supposed to do with the packs.
Right. The square hard packs. One. Okay.
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that. So she puts the ramen in water in the microwave without the little seasoning or whatever, which is fine. Does it for like 3 minutes, takes it out, dumps it through a colander, and puts the. So she's eating half cooked
salty noodles.
Salty, gross. Oh, and I was just like, what? You've eaten 4 packets? She's like, yeah, they're good. I'm like, oh my God. Nobody taught you how to make ramen.
Wait, when I was younger, my sisters and I would like crunch up the packs inside and then we would never cook it. Just crunch up the noodles and then take those packs of salty stuff
and you dump
pour
it
in there, and that's how we would eat it.
I'm going to say this. I thought that was psycho until somebody made me try it.
It's delicious.
It's good, yeah. I don't know how to cook it. I've never had it that way.
You just eat it like raw dogged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like almost like potato chips.
But you got it. What flavor?
Chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think I'm getting tuna?
It's not tuna, it's shrimp.
Or whatever.
Or like the
I don't
beef.
Even know what it is.
The beef is actually good.
Nah. Yeah, the beef that way is like. Beef girl.
Okay. We are way off topic.
Yep.
What else is new? We're looking for your struggle meal though. Mm-hmm. Like, I just saw somebody talking about it. It was like some famous TikToker or whatever was talking about when he was a writer, and I can't remember what his meal was, but it was like real ratchet, not as ratchet as me, because I couldn't, like, mine was so bad. It was, I would take water, which is free in your apartment, and I'd steal ketchup packets and salt from McDonald's and put them in there and make tomato soup.
It makes me really sad.
It does, because I truly don't understand how that was fulfilling.
It's not. It's just hot water in your stomach, and then you just don't want anything else because you're like you're full of like hot water stomach.
So you just rip 100 packets open and just squirt them all in?
It's not 100. Because it's not.
Well, what's the ratio?
Just until it's red.
Come on, Gordon Ramsay. What's no,
you're just sitting there.
He wants to go home and try it.
It's horrifying. It's the worst.
But yeah.
It's like, that was my struggle food. Like, what did anybody in here have a struggle?
Could you just steal a hamburger if you're stealing?
No, you're not stealing. Well, condiments are free if you're a customer. Yeah, and they don't know that you're not a customer. You're just standing there in line. And once you've got your pockets full, you bounce.
Yeah.
I get it said.
Wow. I mean, I loved the blue box of mac and cheese. Is that technically a
struggle
meal?
That's a struggle food.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But did you make it according to the box?
Yeah.
So you had milk and butter in your fridge.
Oh my gosh, leave me alone.
Fucker's pissed that you had access to so many resources.
Seriously, because instead of milk or butter, when you're really on the struggle bus, you just add more water.
I am so fortunate that I have never been in
that hard of a struggle.
For sure.
But like, I don't think we need just people who are living in a cardboard box. I mean, you can still have a struggle food with four ingredients, Aaron. I wasn't trying to like shoot everybody.
Well, you made me feel bad. It wasn't under my control.
No, it's fine. But I want to hear.
Yeah, you can also enjoy a struggle meal too. It doesn't have to only be
100%.
Thing, yeah.
I currently, my struggle meal, like I would never eat this unless I was hammered and just really wanting to relive childhood. Like I eat wheat bread with like a lot of fiber, like but when I'm struggle mealing it, I get Wonder Bread. I eat fresh shaved turkey. When I'm struggle meal, I get bologna. Bologna and ratchet American cheese, the most ratchet American cheese, and Miracle Whip on Wonder Bread.
Miracle Whip,
gross. Yeah.
It's the mayonnaise substitute. You don't even know what that is.
Oh, that mayonnaise. I was thinking wangy, butter tangy, for some reason, and I was
it's the tangy zip, Aaron.
It's gross.
If you grow up a male family,
I did grow up a male family.
Then when you get out of your parents' house, you got to get a little zip in you.
It's gross.
No zip, no time.
I grew up with the zip, and now I like mayo.
See? You didn't zag.
So if you grow up mayo, you have to go zip?
You at least go try. When you get out from under your parents' thumb.
Can't say I ever tried.
You experiment.
Yes. You got like but if your parents were crunchy thing. Peanut butter, you get out of the house and you're like, I'm gonna try me some of that creamy stuff.
No.
You didn't?
Creamy girl all the way. She did that.
Isolate that audio.
Sounds like a
All right. We want to eat. It's your struggle meal or it's your comfort. I don't know what
mine would be a PB&J.
Yeah.
That's your struggle.
That was like when my parents separated, that was what my dad would make me for lunch. It is reminiscent of that time.
What's the jelly?
Oh, like the Smucker's squeezable.
What
like
flavor?
Grape.
Grape.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's that's the basic. Mm-hmm. You can't do a preserve.
No, it's like a Smucker's grape.
Full on
like
ratchet.
Squeezes out of the bottle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you've got a struggle meal or a comfort meal, we want to hear yours as well. We've run out of time, I guess. So, Tiak, we'll hear yours in a moment.
Okay.
Do you have one?
I do, yeah.
All right, we'll hear yours when we hear the calls. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So what are we calling this? Ratchet?
No.
No.
Comfort?
No. Struggle. Struggle meals?
Struggle meals.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one could really get to my level of eating ketchup packets. You can try. Steve?
Yay!
What's your struggle meal?
Probably going to get a lot of flack on this, but I love fried spam.
Oh, and that's what we lost.
Wait, did we lose
fried
him?
Spam on what?
A tortilla with mustard.
Wait. Okay. Fried spam on turkey with mustard?
Tortilla.
I'm honestly not mad about this.
I'm not either.
Yeah, tortilla.
Do you still eat it? Just as like a treat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
Does anybody in this room eat spam?
Yeah.
I would. I don't often, but I'm down.
Spam is the grossest. The only way to eat it is if you burn it. Like, you have to cook it so much that it loses its...
crispy.
Yeah. It's got to get crispy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, man. With mustard? Oh, my God.
That's where you're
not like mustard?
Yeah.
No, it's just you're combining, like, these... With Wang. It's like...
You like Miracle Whip. Yeah. Sit down with your Wang.
It's a zip. But
sit
like
down
you wouldn't,
with your Wang.
Oh my God, you know what? I will sit with my Wang. My Wang and I.
Tuck between his legs.
The thing about it is, you're right, because it's something... Sometimes the Wang... Because bologna has a Wang.
Can we stop with the Wang?
You can't have competing Wangs.
You can't.
That's what it is.
But sometimes the Wangs cancel each other out.
People do have competing
Wang. No, but it's like the Wang of the bologna and the Wang of the Miracle Whip. Like, woo-wong. They wong the Wangs.
Okay.
Molly.
Yay.
What's your struggle meal?
I used to work at a hospital on the swing shift. So for dinner, I would sneak into the ER's observation room and steal the little 2-pack of saltines and a little like thimble full of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
And make that my dinner.
There's something about a saltine with peanut butter on it.
It's a classic. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. It also seems like there's worse things you could have been stealing from a hospital. Yeah. So yeah. I like true. That.
Oxy.
Oh. I was thinking like gowns.
No. Tiak, you never got to say yours. What's your struggle meal?
Oh, it was a string cheese. You put it on a plate. You microwave it.
Why would you?
So it's kind of a, it turns into a little patty. And then it's kind of
like patty.
A melty, cheesy.
And you can still pick it up with your fingers.
Yeah.
Like it's...
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
I'm not defending it.
If it makes you happy.
The dark time.
I will say this. You will get to know Erica Tiak and his food crutches. But like if he could eat string cheese, like what do you call them? The things you
Baby
get.
Baby Bell.
No, the mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. If he could eat them every moment of every day, it would only lose out to pretzels.
Yeah.
Like a soft pretzel. Yeah.
Let's go get soft pretzels.
All right.
Okay, weirdos. Nikki.
Hi. Yeah.
What's your struggle meal?
Oh, spaghetti noodles and whatever salad dressing was on sale to put on.
Wait, I'm not that mad.
Needed the carbs.
Wait, what do you mean by salad dressing? Are you talking like Italian?
Like an Italian dressing and like some noodles?
French dressing was my favorite.
French dressing. Interesting.
I was going to be mad at the Italian, but then I realized I eat pasta salad.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, we can't do it with a spaghetti noodle.
You can. It's fine. Yeah.
More of a rigatoni noodle.
Yeah.
Those
seriously.
Oh, my God.
Okay. That's so... You would...
She made me realize my actual struggle meal was SpaghettiOs, and I still eat it when I'm like... Sad.
Oh.
Plain.
It's a comfort meal.
Yeah, it's a real comfort meal.
Plain.
What do you mean plain?
Or the ones with one of the weird
meatballs.
No.
I kind of want
them
right now.
That is the single worst SpaghettiO. It's not meat. If you push it up against the roof of your mouth, it just turns into lard. It's just like makes this weird.
The sound you've just made.
It's the exact sound of SpaghettiOs pushed against your tongue. Everyone try it.
Who's doing that, though?
I did. You're just like,
that's a you problem, then.
Oh, God, I can feel it on the roof of my mouth right now. Mm. Scott?
Yay.
What's your struggle meal?
We were pretty poor when I first started growing up, and my mom would clip bananas lengthwise. This would be like dessert.
Yeah.
And then peanut butter, and I don't know how she did this. She might have just dropped a bunch of mayo on top of that.
Wait, what?
On a banana?
The banana and the peanut butter works.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I literally had that for breakfast this morning.
But where did the mayo come from?
Why?
That thing just came into the middle of this wrestling match and does not need
to know we're struggling.
You're right. I don't want this to taste good to you. I want, okay. Julie?
Yes.
Yay. Struggle meal.
Struggle meal. When my son was little and we didn't have the powdered milk or regular milk, he would eat water with his cereal.
Why is liquid necessary for cereal? It's not.
You want it to get a little.
No, you
you're
don't.
A freak who
Wait,
never.
Wait, also he was little.
You want it to be like, so you can squish it up against the roof of your mouth. Like a Spaghetti-O meatball.
You're disgusting.
And it was always the cereal that, you know, once you put the milk in it, it made like chocolate milk or something. So it was that kind of cereal.
Chocolate water? That's the saddest thing I ever heard. Okay, thank you.
Is that worse than tomato water?
Yeah, no.
Considerably worse.
I would take chocolate water.
Cocoa Puff water would be gross.
So much better than tomato.
Chocolate water for dessert.
Jed.
Yay.
What's your struggle meal?
It's not a struggle meal, I guess you could say. I was living in an apartment in Denver, hard on luck. No food. Had a moldy bread. Got some ideas. Walked down to the river. Took my fire poker, clubbed a duck, brought it back to my apartment, and ate it.
What?
No, serious.
What?
I don't even want to laugh because I feel bad.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.